The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Pastor Chris of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Wow, what a year 2015 was. My life was transformed. And I know that there's a lot of things going on that you know, you can sense it in your spirit that God is up to something great. So you need to listen and let us review the prophecies released for 2015 and some of the manifestations. And then we're going to discuss the prophecy for 2016, probably in the next program. You know, there was a certain poll released several days ago, and it was very telling. The result of the poll shows that Americans believe that the world in 2015 is far worse than 2014. Isn't that very telling? The prophecy for 2014 and 2015 is that the judgment or the harvest is coming. Bad news for the world, but great news for the believers or for the body of Christ. So the world believes that things are getting worse for them. But for us, we are in a position for a greater blessings. All you need to do is to believe and to apply God's ways of doing things. The world is getting worse, but in the kingdom of God, things are better and greater. Let us review some of the highlights that manifested in 2015. I just wanted to let you know, and this is thus saith the Lord, the year 2016 offers greater things to come. So listen up and obey the instruction of the Lord, okay? Blessings are coming to the body of Christ. And in spite of the many bad news and the fear that the Americans are experiencing right now, we are going to experience a great visitation from the Lord. It's not a really real visitation because the Lord is not coming to visit, but it is a great outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord, of revelation, of know-how, of knowledge. He is a loving God and we are His people. This prophecy is based on Isaiah chapter 29, verses 22 through 24, and I'm going to read from New Living Translation. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 22 through 24. It says, "That is why the Lord who redeemed Abraham says to the people of Israel, 'My people will no longer be ashamed or turn pale with fear. For when they see their children, and all the blessings I have given them, they will recognize the holiness of the Holy One of Jacob. They will stand in awe of the God of Israel. Then the wayward will gain understanding, and complainers will accept instruction. We, the body of Christ, must be led by the Holy Spirit. How important it was for 2015, and it is very important for 2016. You know, God always amazes me with His love and tender mercies. Year 2015 was a productive year for Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And year 2015, it changed my life. God spoke to me in the latter part of 2014 that in 2015, the anointing that will manifest in this ministry or in my life, the anointing that will manifest will not compare to the anointing of the past, even if I put all those greater things that He did in the past together. The beginning of 2015 will still be greater than that. And I'm still in awe. The most important thing that happened to me in 2015 is the manifestation of that prophecy that God gave me, that the anointing that he placed upon my life that will start manifesting in 2015 will not be compared or cannot be compared to the combined anointing I have experienced in the ministry. It happened in the Philippines twice, when the Holy Spirit moved and then thousands got slain in the Spirit without me laying hands on them. It actually started at the back of the auditorium. Of course, these events of people getting slain and just falling down in groups have happened before in our crusades and even on many of our pastors' conferences. But I considered it on a smaller scale. The first time that it happened, 40 young people got slain all at the same time, including their catchers. And the previous years in 2013, 2012, 2011, probably is 100 to 100 people got slain all at the same time without me touching them. But year 2015, just like what the Lord said, is a life-changing event, was a life-changing event, not only for my team who witnessed these events, but also for those whom God touched personally. And it touched me, and it changed me forever. After our crusade of March and April of 2015, I was in my hotel room. I was very grateful to God. I bowed my knee before God and thanked Him for the privilege, and I asked and prayed if I can focus on the task ahead because I want to fulfill my destiny. God has been so faithful and wonderful to me. I asked Him to intervene on the things that concern me, and He is faithful and a merciful God, and He did just that. Some, I had to go through painful moments. You know, I had to buffet my flesh. I had to control my emotions. But you know what? I was determined and went through them. I missed probably 100 times, but I still went back and went through them. And you need to do the same if you're dealing with something. Trust Him. God then instructed me to go back to the Philippines the following month, the month of May. And God not only replicated what He did the previous months, but He doubled the anointing. I also empowered a small group of business people, the future leaders of that country. And I will see to it that if I get to spend time, I will spend time with them again as soon as possible so that I can continue to train them when I get back to the Philippines this month, last month, and throughout the month of February. This is a great seed. If you wanted to sow a seed, you can go to our website, sogmi.org. It is a great seed. During that time, I also prayed to God if He can help me focus my time and prayer for our country, the United States of America, because of the prophecies released upon this nation for 2014 and 2015. This is also in line with the prophecy the Lord had me release in 2015 that the United States of America will experience a political revival. And when this revival starts to manifest, the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will also manifest on the body of Christ, those that have been faithful to the call. And the transfer of wealth will manifest in an accelerated fashion for those whose hearts are fixed towards Him. So I want to speak to you from the heart regarding the instruction and the transfer of wealth from the heart, okay? Also in 2015, the Lord dealt with our spiritual leaders, especially He dealt with His prophets and apostles. These two offices were ordained by God to build the church in accordance to Ephesians 2:20. The five offices, including the office of the pastor, must and should disciple God's people for them to mature. This is in accordance to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. This is not the job for the pastors alone. It is the job for the five offices. And no matter how much we try to stop this and change the government and the spiritual structure of the church, this, the five offices will operate, and it's coming to pass. No one will be able to stop this. It will come to pass. We cannot and should not control God's people so that we can push our own desires and agenda, or sometimes fill our egos. This move of God will continue and will ensure that we stay in complete humility, so that we will be willing to decrease, so that Jesus Christ will increase and will be the front and center in the lives of his people, not on leaders. They will rely on him. They will look upon him. They will trust him. They are his people, not ours. This transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is designed by God to bring increase and wealth to those who obey him and will obey him and who will finance the Great Commission. We need to finance the Great Commission and not programs that are being set up that make God's people feel good, and so that they'll continue to rely and depend on the prayers of their leaders while they themselves continue to live in their lifestyle. But let me get back to the political revival here in the United States that will affect the entire world. We are presently experiencing, and we experienced, political revival in 2015. And we continue to experience this political revival here in the United States. And the Lord is shaking the very foundation of the government of men. God is going to shake those things that can be shaken so that the things of God shall remain. That is in Hebrews chapter 12, right? Okay. So the Lord is going to shake the very foundation of the government of men. The establishment is being shaken, even in the church. And those who fight these changes will find themselves to be on the opposite side of the people of God. And this has been happening even in the political arena. God is faithful even when we are not, and he will always remember the covenant of our founding fathers and those that are praying and obeying his instruction in our present days, that this nation will be one nation under God. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 in part says, "The government shall be upon his shoulders." And we are those shoulders, right? He is the head. We are the body. And this is just the beginning. There will be changes, revival in all sectors of our society. Glory to God. This is exciting. And also I wanted to share with you, now that it happened already, and I will not get into the details, but if you remember what have happened suddenly in Washington, D.C., starting in the month of September and October, and said you will begin to understand, okay? The Lord directed me to go to Washington, D.C. in the first week of September 2015, and he sent me on a special mission. I was sent there to prophesy, to pray specific prayers regarding our country, concerning our political leaders. These prayers were very specific in their manner, in their timing of their manifestations, and who. I did. I obeyed God. So I prophesied and I prayed secretly, most of the time quietly, in my hotel room in Washington, D.C., and released prayers and prophecy at the state capitol. You are still hearing and watching things unfold in the news, and this is just the beginning. Why did God choose me for this important mission? I'm very sure I'm not the only one who received this instruction or mission, but I feel honored, and I am forever grateful that God used me in this capacity. How come God did not send his well-known prophets to do this? Because many of them, not all of them, many of them will not obey God without letting everybody or the world know about this prophecy. They will bring cameras. They will write many books. So God chose a nameless, faceless person like me who will not seek the limelight. It is too important to God and to his people. Now he gets the glory instead of God's people making an idol on his prophets and apostles. Give God the glory. If God can use someone like me, he deserves the glory. If God can use me, then God can use you too. You do not have to get things all together in your own mind or even in the minds of others. It is God who chooses. It is God who appoints. It is God who qualifies. Don't worry. He will clean your clock like he did me. He will lead you. He will prepare you. He will teach you, love on you, and he will protect you. Keep that in mind. Would you like God to turn this country around and manifest all these things concerning our country? Then continue to obey his word. The word of God commands us to pray for our leaders, including political leaders, our corporate bosses, so that we can live a peaceful life. God did not command us to blurt our own political opinions and engage in arguments and hatred, which lead to divisiveness. None of that for 2016, okay? Or you will be dealt with. But get engaged and vote in this coming election. Know the issues of our time. God is watching. Vote for a candidate or candidates that are in the faith and at the same time faithful or believers who are qualified. Vote for issues that are important to God. Vote as a Christian, pray to God, and he will lead you and guide you. Then you will be a part of this great political revival and a great legacy to leave to the future generations. I am not going to leave the mess we created to our children, to my children. So I will do my part, and you, in the name of Jesus, will do your part. And then God will remember our obedience, and he will take care of our children and all those things that concern me even when I'm gone. So do not be selfish and self-centered. Christians should have no cause to complain if all they do is complain and give their opinions and are not engaged. So instead of complaining about the condition of our country, let us take godly action. You are now a part of the solution and not the problem. And we're going to reap what we have sown, right? Let the world harvest or reap the wind, but things will manifest to the body of Christ. Repent, okay? Instructions will be the same for every member of the body of Christ concerning our country. Now for the transfer of wealth, body of Christ. Make sure that you are a part of it. Just because you're making lots of money now or you have lots of money stashed somewhere, it does not necessarily mean that you are part of the transfer of wealth. There are conditions, and you already know these conditions, but you have been ignoring them for a long, long time. Keep in mind, when God blesses, he does not add sorrow to that blessing. So if there are sorrows in your life, then consider your ways. Okay? This is a litmus test. When God blesses, he adds no sorrow to that blessing. Why God wants to bless his people? Remember in the book of Exodus, when the Israelites left Egypt, they plundered the Egyptians. They carry with them gold, silver, and clothing. God led them to the promised land. God's plan is to lead them to the promised land in a matter of days. But because of the stubbornness of their hearts and their complaining and whining, it took them 40 years. And they all perished except their children and except for Joshua and Caleb. The manifestation of God's promise got delayed. Not because that is God's will. It was caused by their murmuring and the stubbornness of their heart. Does this sound familiar to you? This is what is happening right now to some members of the body of Christ. So let us stop complaining and murmuring. Let us go down on our knees and ask God what we must do. Thank God, don't complain. Let us do something. So God gave the nation of Israel lands flowing with milk and honey, and they were not able to do anything with their gold or invest in them. So what are they for? God gave them gold and silver and fine fabric to be used for the temple, and they got to keep the rest. Here they enter the promised land. They need other things than gold and silver. So those are extra for the things of God, set aside for the things of God. Same thing with this coming transfer of wealth, influence, affluence. God's plan is for you and I to finance the preaching of the gospel in power and make disciples and glorify His name. Because every time when the world will see how blessed we are, the body of Christ, they would want to know our God. They want to follow our example. So this transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will be in every sector of society. His plan for us is to implement His ways of doing things and then disciple others to do the same. What grieves God's heart many times is when His people, His chosen people that He blessed, forget about God and the mission and the Great Commission. They go back to the things of the world with many excuses and pursue their own things in the ways of the world. So it's like a circle. So it will take more than 40 years. It will take a lifetime to reach their promised land if they continue to do that. So let us pray that God will intervene in our lives, okay? Okay, and I am running out of time. I'm going to the Philippines to hold the first prophetic gathering of the saints of all times, like what we did last year. I taught them and I reminded them that the feast of the Pentecost and the feast of harvest and in gathering are required feasts for us to celebrate. They are not just for the nation of Israel. So this time, I will hold the prophetic gathering of the saints in the Philippines in two major regions. So pray for me. In addition to that, I will hold the pastor's conference and business training. And I'm going to spend time with a young business group in that area so that I can instruct them in the things of God. They're waiting for me. So this is a great seed. If the Lord is leading you to sow seed, do it with a cheerful heart and ask the Holy Spirit. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and just put a notation there for the Philippine mission. And I appreciate it. It is a great seed. And it is time for you, my dear brothers and sisters, to be a part to finance the preaching of the gospel all over the world. Okay? Or you can mail your check to Sons of God International at P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Okay? God bless you for tuning in. Let me pray for you. My prayer is based in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 20. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God the Father will give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of Him. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope He has given to those He called, His holy people who are rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. Holy Father, I also pray that those who have not been baptized by your Holy Spirit will be baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues so that they can pray to edify or strengthen themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that they will receive and operate with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit as He enabled them, not just for their sake, but for the sake of their loved ones and for the benefit of your people. I pray for strengthening for those that are weak, hope for those that are discouraged and heavy-hearted, and healing for those that are sick. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road and Wednesday services. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.